San Francisco has faced a major housing shortage for decades. This week, San Francisco Board of Supervisors finally took a step forward to build a new housing. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston. He represents District 5. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Housing element passed this week by the Board of Supervisors is not a proposal. Can you explain what it is and what it means?
Sure. It's really the housing element's basically a roadmap for where we're trying to go over an eight-year cycle. And so we're just finishing up on the last eight-year cycle. And every county in the state is required to do this. And so this is our housing element, laying out our goals for market rate housing, for affordable housing, and our strategies. And so it's a very comprehensive document. It's very long. And it was before the Board of Supervisors and was unanimously passed. It comes back again for a final certification this week. Then the mayor signs it and goes off to the state. And then we can get to work.
This is a whole lot of new housing. So first of all, what is affordable housing?
Well, the biggest problem is that we in San Francisco do far better creating housing that is not affordable. So the market rate housing, if you look at the last 8 years, the cycle we're coming out of, we hit 150% of our target for market rate housing. But when it came to affordable housing, we barely hit half of our target. And so there's a huge imbalance where we really take more seriously as a city our goals to create market rate housing, which is really not affordable to most San Franciscans, probably the top 10-20% of income earners and the big real estate investors. They can afford market rate housing. Most folks, teachers, janitors, construction workers, retail workers, have no chance of being able to afford market rate housing. So the affordable housing, it's broken down into different categories at different levels. There's folks, there's some for extremely low income folks, some for low income, some for moderate. But the point is that all of that is housing that is created as affordable housing. And that's where we fall short so often. And my biggest concern as we pass this new housing element is that we seem to be on track to again fall short of our affordable housing goals. And so that's really been my priority as supervisor, is to try to make sure that our city is taking as seriously as possible the goals for affordable housing.
And what about the timeline? There's this looming January 31st deadline from the state of California. How does that play into your timing?
Well, it required the planning department, which has taken the lead on this, to get this housing element ready more quickly than it was originally anticipated. Everyone thought we had a little extra time, a few more months, and this January deadline came up pretty quickly. But fortunately, it looks like we're on track to meet that goal. They were able to take all the input from community stakeholders, meet with the supervisors, and put something together, and the mayor has said she's going to sign off on it. So that was a bit of a scare a few months ago when the deadline was much quicker than anyone expected, but looks like we're going to meet that. And we've heard from the state housing department. They have basically preliminarily approved the housing element, so they're okay with it. So it looks like we're going to be on target to having a compliant housing element filed with the state in time.
And again, looking forward, developing affordable housing, will this be taking existing buildings and doing some construction upgrades, or will this be more ADUs, or will this be any way you can get it in there?
Any way we can get it. And let me just give you a little perspective. I mean, the last 8 years, our goal was to create 16,000 units of affordable housing. We create about half of that, right? The new housing element has a goal that's three times that over the same period of time. So the new housing element calls for 46,000 units of affordable housing. And again, we didn't even hit the last goal. So we really have to get much more ambitious about creating affordable housing through all the strategies you mentioned. Ground up construction, acquiring empty sites for creating affordable housing, as well as acquisitions of vacant properties, where we can do rehabs and create affordable housing. So we got to use all those strategies. It's one of the reasons that I authored Proposition I in 2020, which is raising hundreds of millions of dollars for affordable housing. And we're trying to get the mayor to spend those funds. But we've got to use all the strategies we've been using, but also expand and really start to seize the moment right now, where a lot of market rate development has stalled because the market isn't very good for developers at this moment. And so we should be trying to buy those lots that aren't moving forward for affordable housing and create affordable housing right now. It's a great time for us to be buying up parcels, vacant spots, and building as much affordable housing as possible.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update, and we will be checking back with you as your plan progresses. San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston, he represents District 5.